It's 81 degrees and kind of cloudy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. It looks like we might have some severe weather tonight, but there is already a tornado watch issued for a lot of West Tennessee. That includes a little bit of our listening area, including Humphreys and Houston counties. That comes with a hail warning of up to a tennis ball size being likely, and also wind gusts up to 70 miles an hour. Legally, the Tennessee General Assembly cannot pass laws that specifically target a single city like Nashville. However, it can still influence a city government by creating boards or commissions controlling who serves. Just before adjourning last week, lawmakers did exactly that, passing a law that directs funding to development and projects and creates a new board to oversee spending of Nashville's surplus tourism dollars. The legislation drew a mixed response from Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell.
It's one of those things where we had elements of financial analysis that allowed us to support some pieces of it. We were very excited to have certainty, for instance, about infrastructure funding on the East Bank. I think far less excited about some makeup of a new sort of board to look at some of that spending in downtown.
The new legislation heads next to the governor for his approval. There's been a legal setback in one group's effort to replace racing at the Nashville Fairgrounds. A petition iteration sought to make the shift by changing the Metro Charter, which is basically the city's constitution. It would have required a popular vote to remove racing as a guaranteed fairgrounds activity. A judge threw out the ballot measure on a technicality on Friday, but today its backers say they've refiled a new version. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.